Louisa May Alcott, A Personal Biography by Susan Cheever. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2010 by Susan Cheever. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface: A Trip to Concord. For more than a century, the portrait of Little Women's Joan March, a young woman who is as rebellious as she is talented, has offered readers a kind of sympathy and guidance that didn't seem to be available anywhere else. I was 12 when my mother handed me Little Women, and the book electrified me. It was as if this woman from long ago was living inside my head. Here was a story about girls doing the things I did. A story about being obsessed with how a dress might look, or trying hard to be a good girl, and then finding that somehow one's actions were those of a bad girl. Jo got so angry at her pesky little sister Amy, who had thrown Jo's manuscript into the fire, that she almost let Amy drown. The younger, prettier Amy is the voice of conventional wisdom in Little Women. "I detest rude, unladylike girls," she sniffs at Jo, who retorts, "I hate niminy-piminy chits." Like Jo, I was uncomfortable with the pink trappings of conventional girls, the lipstick and the curlers that my classmates wielded with mysterious teenage panache. Like Jo, I disdained the efforts by niminy-piminy chits to look feminine and elegant. At the same time, I yearned to look feminine and elegant anyway. Jo lived with women who delighted in food, the popovers, and clothes.